You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
It promised to be a fiery rivalry, and believe me, has it delivered. An early free kick from Bauma put the visitors up 1-0, but then the Stags came back strongly into it. And in the end, they finally made the breakthrough that perhaps their play had deserved. Wonderful interplay from Sam Griffin. Found Ethan Taylor's driven ball across, steered in by Hisham Kassimu to level the scores at 1-1. And that is the way it remains as the second half is just about to get underway here on Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for all of AFC Totten's fixtures. Benjamin Rees back in the booth alongside Doug Webber. So, half-time, Totten 1, Winchester 1. I think that if it stays that way, it's going to... I'll be honest. I doubt it's going to stay that way.
No, you wouldn't think so. As we mentioned earlier, 15 goals between them at the weekend. As we just see the Tottenham boys just wandering out back onto the pitch. You've got to expect that there are going to be more goals here. It looks as though there's going to be a change for Winchester at halftime. Looks like Alex Haynes is coming on, and I think Max Smith is coming off.
Yeah, so we didn't necessarily see a huge amount from Max Smith in that first half. So maybe they're trying to, you know, bring a player on just to get a bit more of a physical presence, perhaps, in that midfield. Not that this game has necessarily been short of physicality. It's been a bruising affair so far. Three yellow cards, in fact. One for the visitors, Winchester. Ollie Griggs went into the referee's book, and both Adi Olumiwa and was Jack Hoey, wasn't it?
It was Jack Hoey, for the foul on Griggs.
So, what do you expect to see in this second half, Doug?
I'm going to say it. I expect to see goals. I expect to see feisty challenges. I expect to see possibly a red card. I think we're going to see more good quality football.
I would be very surprised if the second half is short of drama. I'll say that much.
You would think that drama is a promised entity.
So Tottenham are going to be attacking left to right as we look at it from the top of the main stand here at the Snow Stadium in the second half. Just going to run through the team sheets again. For AFC Tottenham, unchanged at halftime: Lewis Noyce, Adi Olumiwa, Jack Masterton, Jordan Ngalo, Harry Medway, Stefan Zuba, Jack Hoey, Freddie Reid, Hisham Kasimu, Ethan Taylor and Sam Griffin. And for Winchester, Ryan Price, Joshua McCormick, Daniel King, Ollie Griggs, Josh Hayward, Kieran Douglas, Max Smith has been replaced by Alex Haynes, Jamie Barron, Simbarash Malambo, Oliver Balmer and Craig Feeney.
Straight away, a long ball forward from Tottenham goes straight out, and it will be a throw-in to Winchester.
So Tottenham perhaps trying to signal their intentions for this second half early. Winchester took the lead extremely early in the first half. How Tottenham would love to reverse that here as they try and flick the ball forward from Hoey.
And I was given at half-time the numbers on the attendance. There are 375 in attendance here at the Snow Stadium tonight, and we thank you all for your attendance.
That's a very good figure for a midweek game.
Yeah, definitely.
And Ngalo tries to let the ball break free. Referee didn't seem to like it, though. I thought he was playing an advantage, but in the end, he was saying there was nothing doing. And long ball forward is searching for Craig Feeney. Headed out by Zuba. And Ngalo, can he nick it in the midfield? Oh. He can as well. And now he's got a chance to perhaps surge forward. He goes out to Griffin. And now they're just going to play it back into defence. So just get some players' touches of the ball early in the second half.
And Ngalo showing that pace that we kind of mentioned in the first half as he wasn't able to use it when he was pacing down the left wing earlier. But there, just a little tap past the player and able to win the ball back with ease.
So Medway with a searching ball forward, but Winchester don't deal with it very, very efficiently. Kasimu picks it up, retreating into midfield. And Hoey goes back to Medway. He's searching for Griffin and he's finding him. Griffin tries to turn it forward for Taylor. They were appealing for a flag, Winchester. It never came, but they do have it in defence and they try and play it out down the right-hand side now. It's still halfway through the Winchester half, trying to get their first attack of the second period. Malambo's got pace and he's got it right by the far corner flag, pulling a ball back, looking for a ball into the middle, and then Medway with a header clear. It might break on a second attempt. A nice dived. But in the end, it was wide of the goal.
He was scrambling, though. He didn't know how far past his post that was. And that is the first clear-cut chance of the half. And it's fallen for Winchester's Ollie Griggs.
Yeah, maybe not the cleanest sight of goal, but I think he would have been disappointed not to have troubled Lewis Noyce in between Tottenham's posts. And Noyce and Zuba just playing it very casually around the back. I think they're inviting the press forward. And Noyce tries to beat it with a long ball forward. He finds Hoey. And now Ngalo's got space to stand one up for Griffin. He's got some work to keep it in pounds. He's done it as well. But Medway with a loose touch, perhaps coming out of defence, sliding in. Medway slid in a bit late there. I think he knows it as well.
I don't think there was any contact there at all. I think he knew that as well. That... I hate to see that because I don't think there was any contact there.
Malambo slid in earlier, and then Medway slid in as well. But as you say, I don't know how much contact there actually was.
I feel like the player there for Winchester was just looking to take the referee for a fall.
Played a hoodwinked him ever so slightly there. It's a searching ball forward, and it's headed on, and it's headed wide. In the end, it was the tall figure of Kieran Douglas coming from centre-back who got the final touch on it. Zuba did just enough to keep the pressure on his opposite number. But Winchester have started the second half brightly as they started the first.
Yeah, it was a risky one, that, because it was almost a free header, and that was not a million miles wide.
Long ball forward, Griffin heads it forward to Kasimu, and it's 2-1 to the Stags, and Kasimu has a brace for the evening. Ball forward from the goal kick from Nice, directed header forward from Sam Griffin. Kasimu took it into the box, one-on-one with Price, and drilled it home, and it's 2-1 to the Stags.
Fifth goal of the season already there for Hisham Kasimu. He's starting to get himself on a bit of a run. And what a superb finish that was. Into the far bottom corner from where he was. And that is a lethal left foot.
I mean, it's so different to the first goal, which had that mazy run, slipped through Taylor, who crossed it. Whereas this one, it was direct long ball football. But it was a brilliant pick forward. Noise right onto the head of Sam Griffin. Found Kasimu in stride, and he's finished.
Breathtaking finish. That's one of those finishes that you'll go to bed thinking about. And like tonight, he will be thinking about how superb a finish that was. I am thoroughly impressed.
That is the finish of a striker who is feeling himself a little bit, and rightly so.
Confidence in buckets.
As you mentioned, his fifth goal of the league campaign so far, and that is some return given that this is only the seventh game.
Yeah, wow. Now Tottenham are in the lead. They need to be as cutthroat as they were against Cinderford. They need to be pressing forward again. They need to be driving down the wings, keeping that football played, controlled football. They need to be going on the attack now. Like, the fact is, it's up.
Especially in a game, in a rivalry where tempers can fray, you know, a little bit of an extra cushion is never something that you turn down. I expect that Winchester will have that proverbial rocket under them now.
Just a little bit more composed now. Like, I think they're just settling back into the game. But I don't think this is the end of it. I think there are more goals in this game, you know?
That was really Tottenham's first attack of a second half that Winchester probably started the brighter of the two sides. Taylor tries to sneak one through for Kasimu. It's cleared, but N'Golo reads it, just rolls it to Olamiwa, and he was expecting Olamiwa to continue making that run forward, but Olamiwa was probably more of a defensive right back than Callum Bourne, who was there for the first few games of the season. And N'Golo into Reed, and the ball comes off, waiting for the signal. In the end, the flag signals that it's come off. A Winchester player in Olamiwa is just going to take his time a little bit with the throw, so Tottenham, I think, just trying to take the sting out of a potential threat from Winchester early in this second period, straight after that second goal.
Yeah, so only 4 minutes into that second half, that goal came for Kasimu. And it's great to see Tottenham back in the lead. But it will be really, really interesting. After an 8-1 drubbing the other day, it'll be really interesting to see how they play now they've got a lead back, having been behind.
It's a very different style of game as well to that one at Cinderford, where you kind of felt that after getting one or two up, the game was relatively killed off. But Winchester are right in this at the moment. Masterton with a cushioned header down for Griffin, trying to again turn it round the corner, get Kasimu and Taylor that pace in behind. Hoey wins it in midfield. Can they just find a way through? Lovely touch, poked past by Reed. Here's Zuba, perhaps looking to roll one into space, and instead it's a searching ball down the left flank for Griffin, who played a big role in the first goal, and his header forward for Kasimu set up the second.
And that header back towards the goalkeeper from Winchester's right back, McCormick. Griffin saw that run and went beyond the defence, but wasn't able to get to it.
searching ball in, but Zuba is wise and ready for it. And Taylor nearly had it pinched. Masterton instead comes across, clears it again. Griffin gets his head on it. If anything goes anywhere close to him in the air, Griffin's probably a favourite to knock it on, such is his strong aerial presence. And Garlow wins the challenge, but it breaks back to Winchester. Feeney with an arrow diagonal ball, picks the player out, trying to drive it across the box, perhaps. Masterton does enough to slow the run of the player. Harry Medway comes across to clear it. And in the end, Masterton did just enough to stop Barron from poking free.
That touch on that far side from Barron was exemplary. That long ball was coming over his shoulder and it was a superb touch.
And there's a free kick given just outside the area. Sam Griffin, I think, was just guilty of leaving a leg in there as was tried to be turned by the Winchester City player. So an opportunity here for a dangerous set piece. It's probably level with the penalty spot, but just outside the far side of the area. So you would expect maybe a pullback for a driven shot or try and stand one up for some of your taller players to attack.
Yeah, Totten leaving two players up and they're only being met by two back. Oh no, they're sending one back. So you can see a little tussle on the edge there from Zuba and Douglas. As we mentioned in the first half, we're looking forward to seeing that tussle here. But they're miles outside the box, which is interesting.
So they're grappling and they try and stand a ball up, but it is a wasteful free kick from Winchester. Goes high and wide. And in the end, they could not have been easier to deal with because all they had to do was watch it behind, and it's a goal kick that will please both Lewis Noyce and the Totten fans.
Noyce already taking a few bonus seconds there. He's just wandering around with the ball before the goal kick. He knows, he's experienced enough to know how those few seconds can add up.
Trying to get some game management in early. Long ball forward from Medway. Kasimu, has he kept it in bounds? Somehow he has done so. Tries to poke it for Griffin, but Kasimu perhaps got too much of his opposite number and a free kick is given to the Citizens. You were shaking your head slightly reluctantly there, I think.
Oh, well, yeah. It's very difficult for us up here in the commentary box because not only are we commentators and trying to remain unbiased, but it's difficult because we're football fans as well and we want to see the home side winning.
And also, it's right down in the far corner. So the referee certainly has a much better view of it down there than we do.
It was interesting. The first few minutes of this second half, there was a little change of kind of tactics there with Kasimu coming out onto this right wing and Taylor going more central, but they've swapped back now.
And Lewis Noyce has the ball in the box at his feet, just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then eventually, as soon as the tiniest inkling of pressure is applied by Craig Feeney, he picks the ball up, rolls it out to Medway, who has put a long ball forward. He's looking for Taylor, but it's too strong. And in the end, it's just shepherded back to Price in the goal. So the goalkeeper's pretty much playing it between themselves at the moment.
Comfortable little chest back to the goalkeeper there from Douglas. That's very composed.
Ball in the middle of the park. Medway's come quite a way out to try and win the ball and now retreats back into defence. Winchester have a little bit of time to try and pick their pass. And in the end, they're going to try and stand one down that right flank. Medway reads it well. And Jan Masterton tries to find a way free. Down the flank for Kasimu, out of play. Winchester were appealing for a free kick, but instead, all Kasimu's done is just apply enough pressure for it to go out for a free kick. A throw-in, as we're going to have the first substitution for Totten of the game. Lewis Waterfield is coming onto the pitch. He will replace Freddie Reed, who I think has had a very good game. He's done a lot of the business, a lot of the busy work. He's kept his line immaculately, just nipped in occasionally. And perhaps in Waterfield, they're bringing on a player who perhaps offers a bit more an aerial presence, and maybe a little bit more bite in their base of that midfield.
But also a little bit more of an attacking threat, I think, than Reed, if I'm honest. Because Reed is great going forward in terms of playing the ball
He's
around.
He's whipped in some really nice balls from set pieces.
Yeah,
as
but
well.
I think Waterfield he'll give that more kind of dynamic attacking.
A bit more dynamism, yeah.
Almost more of a playmaker than Reed. But also that will see Ngalo sitting deeper, I think. He'll probably sit in that deep role. But just as we say that, he's fairly deep. And Waterfield's come quite deep as well.
So throwing on the far side, trying to bring it into Griffin. Winchester have it nicked away by Waterfield. Nice early first touch for him there. N'Golo finds Olamiwa, an opportunity he's got space to drive into. Olamiwa from distance. Wow, that had some venom in the shot. And it rumbled off the back of Kieran Douglas.
He'll be talking about that. He'll be telling us later that was going into the top corner.
And a lovely little flick by Taylor, but Kasima had gone out to the wing rather than driving in the centre.
Yeah, a little bit ambitious there from Ethan. Had he have taken the ball and just controlled it, he did have a little bit of space.
But if Kasima,
he's chasing it down now.
And if Kasima was making the run, it would have been champagne football.
Oh, it would have been breathtaking.
So you can tell there's a bit more energy in the crowd now as well. Perhaps sensing that we are on the verge of some sort of incident here. Hoey wins the ball well. And N'Golo's looking downfield, can't quite find the space to free Taylor. So he's just going to play it back to Masterton.
Yeah, there weren't quite enough players there in attacking positions. There wasn't anyone that was kind of in space. Everyone had quite close markers on them.
Just the timing wasn't quite there. Olamiwa takes the throw forward. Kasimu's muscled out of it. But Hoey again reads it well. Olamiwa tries to find Waterfield to touch it on, but Taylor's not there. And now Douglas is striding out of defence. What a run this is. Medway is broken back to Douglas, trying to slip through Feeney. He's out wide. Noyce comes out and covers, and it's turned behind for a corner to Winchester.
Yeah, and Noyce is fuming with the fact that Douglas was able to run through there. I think angry with Lewis Waterfield that he didn't put a foot in. But he wasn't the only one who didn't put a foot in.
And as you mentioned, a whole host of Tottenham players who potentially could have nicked the ball away, but somehow Douglas was able to continue that dangerous run forward. And now he's going to be certainly a potential target with the corner, but it's over the head of everyone. They'll try and chase it down on the far side. It bounces off the corner flag and stays in play. Well, a bit of a break there for Winchester, but the ball in, headed out by Zuba. And N'Golo gets it first to it, tries to clear it for Taylor to bring down. Douglas puts it forward again. Powerful header out by Medway to the halfway line. In the end, it's still Winchester, though. Still trying to find a way through. And can they slip through? Feeney, Zuba comes across to cover immaculately.
And it's that battle again of Feeney against Zuba. And yeah, I think Zuba's probably just shading that battle at the moment. And this is the thing, is it's those individual battles that we talk about. That McCormick against Griffin. We've got that Zuba against Feeney. It's great to see.
And so far, it's been a real team defensive performance in that they haven't necessarily been any, you know, last-ditch sliding challenges. It's been holding the ball up enough to get another player to come in and just nick the ball away. And, you know, there's the saying about good defenders not just having clean sheets, but clean shorts as well, because they never get into those really compromising positions where you have to make the inch-perfect tackle.
And also, inch-perfect tackle is always dangerous.
Headed on! Oh, what a ball in! Somehow, I don't know how, Malambo was wide open at the near post and just glances the header along Lewis Noyce. Complete defensive breakdown there from Tottenham, and out of nothing almost, Winchester a level.
And it literally was out of nothing. That cross came in. He was given too much space to put the cross in, and he was able to put it onto his stronger left foot, cross that ball in, and it was a free header. And
I mean, it wasn't just slightly free. He was miles free.
Yeah, it was so open.
I've no idea what's happened there from a defensive point of view. Just as we were praising how good they'd been. Complete miscommunication, player wide open in the box. And in these top of the table battles, especially in a rivalry game, they're going to take those chances.
And I thought that Tottenham had been relatively dominant for the majority of this second half so far. But now all of a sudden,
well, you said there'd be more goals and you were not wrong. The question now is, can either side pinch a third as Olamiwa buys a free kick? Rolls it back to Zuba. So Tottenham now will have to go on the offensive a little bit more, searching for the third goal that you said they might have needed.
And Daniel Mason has scored for Scholing to give them a 3-1 lead now.
So across all four fixtures for you in the Southern League Division 1 South, Taylor tries to win that header. It breaks though for Winchester, trying to go forward. And you feel like Winchester now perhaps in the ascendancy as the ball is watched back to Noyce by Zuba. Noyce has hammered it clear. And now in the midfield, Hoey gets a block in, headed out, tussling for the ball towards this near side. kept in just about by Winchester. Zuba point signals that it's going to be Noyce's ball, and Feeney is flagged offside.
Which is lucky, because he was not being met by any defenders. The atmosphere here at the Snow Stadium has just ramped up a notch or two with that goal.
Oh, there's a little bit of needle in the air, both on and off the pitch, as Winchester feel like maybe Tottenham are a little bit rocked here. Waterfield finds Hoey. He goes back to N'Golo. N'Golo finds Griffin, who is always a strong presence on that left-hand side. Just about finds a way to get it back to N'Golo. He's looking for an attacking pass downfield rather than spraying it out wide to Olumiwa. And now chance for a counter for Winchester. Here's Feeney. Zuba's going to try and show him outside, perhaps. Curling shot. Lewis Noyce was not troubled by it in the end. But Winchester have come back into this game in some fashion.
That was good defensive positioning there from Zuba. He didn't give Feeney an opportunity to get a sighter of that back post with that curling effort. The atmosphere has just changed completely now. It's a bit more kind of edgy now. It feels like there's a bit of a nasty temperament in the air. And I tell you what, like, these fans here are not happy.
No, clearly disappointed, not just with the equaliser, but the way the equaliser went in, where it just seemed the entirety of the Tottenham side had switched off, and a free kick given in the midfield goes Winchester's way. It feels like it's been a lot of that this game.
Yeah, I think it was just a little clip of the heels from Hoey, which I don't think he needed to make, but it's far enough away from the goal to not be threatening in terms of a direct free kick.
Well, a couple of players have, and Hoey and Griggs as well, for Winchester. So maybe if managers have substitutions in mind, maybe taking off players on bookings in a game like this, not the worst idea.
Can just see Jordan Reggett just warming up, maybe going through his last little bits of his warm-up.
Baumer frees up Griggs for a shot on the edge of the area. Opportunity for a counter, maybe. Kasimu tries to have it pinched away, but Kasimu's kept it. And now he's going to chance to surge down the left-hand side. Still Kasimu, taking on a couple of players, drives the ball in, and in the end, it is just about sliced clear. Great run from Kasimu.
That was a must-make clearance, because Ethan Taylor was free at the back post there, and it would have been a simple, simple tap-in.
Brilliant run that from Kasimu.
If you are listening on Podbean, and you do have a free Podbean account, do get in touch. We want to see your comments. We want to be engaging with you. So do send us a message just to say that you're listening, or if you're enjoying the match, or if you're here, just let us know where you're listening from.
So halfway through the second half here on Stags Radio, Kasimu put the Stags in front 2-1. But in the end, it was a leveler. A free header from Malambo has equalised the scores here. Searching for a throw on the left-hand side, looking for a ball forward. Hoey has it, and Hoey buys another throw in right by the corner flag. Masterton to take it. And N'Golo has come to offer a short option. And he goes back to Masterton, working it nicely with N'Golo. Trying to search a ball in for Kasimu. Douglas uses that physical presence to get the head to the ball. Another counter potentially here for Winchester, but Medway read it brilliantly. And now he's found Griffin. Trying to hold the ball up, perhaps allow some extra players to get involved here for Tottenham. Turns, goes back to Medway. Medway rolls one out for Olumiwa. He had a lot of space here, and he picks a pass to Kasimu. Kasimu to Taylor. Taylor on the edge of the box, looking perhaps to curl one with the left foot, and Taylor wins the free kick right on the edge of the box.
Yeah, the defenders are claiming for Winchester that they won the ball. But the thing is, they've won the ball because of the unfair challenge. It's because they've committed a foul that they've won the ball, and it is a free kick in a superb territory here. And it's probably no more than a yard or so outside the box, just outside the D, and it will be Jack Masterton by the looks of it.
Yeah, just as you mentioned, just on the near side of the D, outside the penalty area. Looks like Masterton's trying to curl one with the left foot. Probably a bit closer and a bit more to one side than the brilliant free kick that Baumer scored in the first minute of this game to put Winchester up. How Masterton would love to find that corner as well.
Does he go low? Does he go high?
Masterton with a free kick. Oh, it was not far over. He has his head in his hands, because if he could just got a little bit more dip on it, Price was rooted.
And I think it skimmed the top of the goal as well. I think it skimmed the net. Oh, that was not far away at all. Really difficult position from 19 yards to get that up and down, as we see Brett Williams is about to come on.
Yeah, Brett Williams, who got a couple of goals at the weekend. And Griff, who's had a very good game, I think it's fair to say, was brilliant, played a key part in the opener, headed on the assist for Kasimu for the second goal, and maybe just a little bit tired and maybe just concerned about he's picked up a fair few knocks. So they've got Williams on as a replacement.
Yeah, and it's just changed the shape slightly. So it means Kasimu's coming out onto this right, Taylor out onto the left, and it will be Williams down the middle, which is what we saw the other day.
So Williams, who finally got his first goal from open play of the season the weekend at Cinderford Town. This is a great opportunity to prove to the fans here and to the management side why he deserves to have that place in a starting 11. If he could score a winner here,
yeah, and
that would really alter a manager's thinking.
And we said earlier, we think he was probably a little bit unlucky to lose his position.
Feeney with a snapshot on the turn, but it doesn't really trouble Lewis Noyce. He's looking to spread the ball out quickly, but there's not really an option for him.
I think one of the floodlights has just dropped out there.
Oh, good spot.
I just saw a little flicker and then it's gone out. But we've still got perfectly good or sufficient light here at the Snow Stadium to see what's going on.
Yeah, everything out. Every other floodlight is still working fine. So no problems there just yet.
Very picturesque moon there tonight. A perfect half cut of the moon there.
Yeah, still in its waxing phase, I think.
Oh.
Oh, headed down, but only as far as Waterfield. Williams with his second touch. Oh, he rolled it out in front of him. And then he just scooped his shot over the bar in the end. Williams looks aghast.
He's looked down at the turf, I think. I think he's blaming a little bit of a bobble, but, well, I'm hoping for his sake, after seeing that shot, it was a bobble.
I mean, maybe that's the whole thing of just the first touches of the game. Maybe it just takes a little bit of time to walk up, but he'll be disappointed with that.
You can see Steve Brookwell just sitting in front of us with his head in his hands after that attempt there.
But Tottenham creating opportunities now after Winchester seemed the more dangerous side for a period of a game, which has swung back and forth. And they're going to say that perhaps Tottenham got ahead on the goal kick out. So it's a Winchester throw in the Tottenham half. Probably about halfway down on the far side.
Got a couple of comments here. Ben Ra saying, good game from the front row of the main stand. Oh, I'm not sure where you are, but give us a wave if you are listening in. And Matt saying, I'm on the halfway line opposite the main stand. Enjoying the commentary. Hope to see a Stags winner. So do we. So do we.
And whatever happens in this game, it doesn't feel like it's going to be short of incident, does it?
No, not at all.
So Winchester trying to find space to build an attack. Taylor puts pressure and the ball forward is wasteful. Goes behind for a comfortable goal kick.
Yeah, Noyce will be pleased to just be able to slow things down. Well, I say slow things down. He's played it very quickly to Zuber and Zuber's going direct.
Yeah, searching for Williams. Perhaps provides a bit more of a physical presence in the centre. Hoey, I think they're going to say that maybe there's a bit of a handball in there, perhaps. The Winchester players seem incensed by something that seemed relatively minor.
Yeah, I think the thing is what they're saying, I think, based on just a couple of the reactions there, maybe Douglas's reaction and I think it was Daniel King's. I think they're incensed because that's another infringement from Hoey. So he's had a couple now since being on a yellow card, and it would be a real shame to see him off for something like that.
Certainly from his and from Totten's perspective, it's going to be a free kick that's put forward by Price. Headed on by Malambo. Of course, headed in Winchester's second goal, and Feeney tried to keep it in, but he could only drive it behind. So that's going to be a goal kick to Noyce, who thinks about taking it quickly and thinks better of it, perhaps.
I've always wondered how they do that with that much backspin to stop the ball on the turf. It looks very, very impressive.
Just get on their level, mate. Oh, the ball forward. Well, it didn't come off anyone, and I think they're saying that Williams maybe was a little bit armsy in there to bring the Winchester player to the ground.
I think there's going to be a change here for Winchester. Looks like one of their players is just making the last few adjustments to his kit. I've just seen a flash of the substitutions board.
So about halfway through the second half, no, half an hour through the second half, probably about 15 minutes left, maybe a little bit more.
And Jordan Kopp has made it 3 for Plymouth Parkway. They lead 3-0 at home now.
Yeah, and they still have that man advantage. Williams, header. It goes into a Winchester player and it falls out to Kasimu. Williams now going forward. Kasimu cuts it in and turns. And Kasimu is clearly hauled to the ground there. King looked at the referee like, who? Me? Well, I didn't think there was any doubt about who that infringement was on.
That was a rugby tackle. How he's not received a booking for that, I do not know.
There were certainly a few Tottenham fans in the stands who had the imaginary card out, brandishing it at the referee. Marston has an opportunity to whip a ball in here.
Yeah, I think he'll be standing this one up. He'll be lifting this into the box.
Searching for players like Zuba, yeah, like Medway, like Brett Williams.
At that back post. We know the delivery that Jack Masterton can have. Long run up here.
Masterton, in the end, it's a bit too low. Just didn't get enough elevation on it. And they're trying to turn it forward for Feeney to run onto. And Garlow's got there in plenty of time. And a little bit of pressure and the ball goes out of play. And in the end, by the time it was out of play, it did come off on Garlow, but I think it was already out of play. I don't think that any of the Winchester players are happy about that. And Winchester are going to take a substitution now, I think.
Yeah, it looks very much like there will be a substitution.
And indeed, just before Adi Olamiwa can take the throw, they are readying that substitution. It is good to go. And coming off for Winchester is their second goal scorer, Malambo, who's put himself about a bit. And maybe just in terms of fresh legs, they're bringing on Adam Grange.
Yeah, it was a superb header for the goal. He wasn't challenged, but still, you've got to give him some credit for the free kick.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance at all. But no, he's done well. He's done well, and he's put a real shift in tonight.
So Olamiwa with a long throw forward, looking for Williams. And again, they're saying that Williams maybe had a little bit of a shirt on King. I don't know about you. I'm not seeing a huge amount in this.
No, I agree with you on that. Like, I don't like to give the referees a hard time because actually I know what it's like being on the receiving end of that. But I just think he's not reading the game very well, potentially.
I feel like if you're looking for that, you can see it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think being a little bit liberal with where the free kick is being taken is price. But the referee and his assistants don't really seem to mind that much. And it is played short to King, coming forward from left back. King's looking forward for a ball in. It's high. And I think Noyce has got a claim on it nice and early. And Noyce maybe can search. He does like to get the ball out of play, into play quickly. I think he may have spotted an option. And he's looking for Williams to flick it on. Williams traps it, brings it down with his thigh. Waterfield runs onto it. And he's got Kasimu in space. And now Kasimu turns, gives it back to Waterfield, cuts back inside, trying to desperately find space to get a ball in, kept in bounds. Waterfield on the byline, crossed in, goes over everyone. It might break for someone. And Garlow on the volley, way over the bar.
Oh, it's strange. It looked as though Jack Harry ducked out the way of it, but I thought that was perfectly plumb onto his head.
It was a really nice ball in from Waterfield.
Yeah, it was a great ball from Waterfield. He's done very well to keep hold of the ball down there in the corner. And the swinging cross, yeah, I thought that was very close to Hoey. And as the ball comes out to Ngalo, it just bounced perfectly in front of him. But he's, put it high, wide and not at all handsome. Just trying to see how long we've got left. I'm not 100% sure.
Come on, referee!
I reckon we've still got another
10, 15 minutes or so.
10 minutes.
Especially with stoppages. And the referee has going to take another name into his book. And it is the name of Ryan Price, the Winchester City goalkeeper, who is booked for time wasting to very loud cheers from the Stags faithful.
Yeah, that's clear delaying the restart.
And the fact that Winchester are time-wasting with so much left in this game, you think that's going to be encouraging for the Stags?
Oh, 100%. If they think that they're going to be able to just kind of finish this game by slowing it right down, I think there's still more to go in this game.
I feel like there is a lot more meat left on this bone. Feeney has it right by the corner.
I would say I think we've still got about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, plus stoppages.
Yeah.
And they try and get the ball in. And Garlow, in the end, just plays it out for a throw.
I've just been reliably informed that there's 13 minutes left. That's a little bit more than I thought, if I'm honest, but there we go.
And especially in a game like this, you get the feeling that it won't just go at the end of the 90. There'll be a little bit extra in it as well.
Yeah, especially with bookings and stuff. Yeah, referee has been busy.
So Feeney's got it, and he tries to slip one through. In the end, by the time they get slide to it, it is out of play for a goal kick to Lewis Noyes, and he does like to take these quickly if he can see an option.
Yeah, Barron wasn't quite able to get there. You saw a puff of dust as he slid in there.
So Zuba, he's got a couple of options, and in the end, he just goes back to his goalkeeper. Better safe than sorry, perhaps.
A little bit of a cheer there as Noyce got that ball.
And now Medway will hang one forward for Taylor, but it's out of play, and Taylor looks very frustrated with that.
Yeah, and I think Medway looks disappointed in himself as well.
He does have a quality of delivery. We just didn't see it on that occasion. And again, Winchester are just taking their sweet time with this. I think it's very clear where perhaps more of the attacking intent is, perhaps. But Winchester, you know, it's not like they've just shut up shop. They are lively going forward.
Yeah, definitely. And that Tottenham are going to have to stay aware with that.
Got some dueling City and Tottenham chants here very close to us in the commentary booth, so they're probably coming through the microphone as Howie tries to stand one in for Kasimu, and Price was very quick off his line, and he had to be, because otherwise Kasimu could well have had his hat-trick.
Yeah, that was a little bit... I think Price's heart would be racing as he was coming out there.
And Price will punt the ball forward. Medway with a strong header clear. Yeah, we expect that from him. And turned out of play off a Tottenham boot. Winchester City will take the throw. It's McCormick, the right back for Tottenham, who I think has settled down a bit in the second half after he was a little bit clumsy in the first.
It's gone from bad to terrible for Biddeford. They are now 4-0 down away to their Devon rivals, Plymouth Parkway.
So a night to forget there for Biddeford, it seems. Winchester City have the ball in the midfield, trying to survey options forward. Kasimu puts a little bit of a pressure on, but it comes out, and instead they're just going back to King. King's going to try and hook one forward. Zuba, I think, perhaps is going to be first towards this, and he sets that box nice and early, and he's very much dragged down to the ground by, I believe that's Baumer, the first goal scorer for Winchester.
Yeah, he's shepherded the ball out of play, and he's just fallen on top of the player, but in quite humorous fashion.
A little bit, yeah. And then he was just, you know, not letting Tottenham take it quickly as well. So Olamiwa needs to be careful that he's not just getting dragged into that. There's a player not involved, perhaps a change of equipment for one of the players for Winchester. So we'll see if Tottenham can capitalise on this. Maybe not. Maybe it is Winchester who can. And now he's still in play, but Zuba comes forward and with a strong boot gets it clear. And in the end, it's come off ahead via Winchester. So good pressure there by Williams to force King to head it out of play.
And that's all come from the pressure of Williams there. The long ball from Zuba that was in with a sliding challenge. And Williams has done very well there.
I think it was Barron who was temporarily on the sideline, just getting maybe his socks re-taped up. Olamiwa with a throw, looking for an option, trying to find Williams, but it might break for Waterfield. Kasimu wins it really well, uses his body very effectively, stood up ball, for looking for Taylor at the far post, and it's gone out. I think there's a chase for Price here. Don't know if anyone's going to keep it in bounds. They're not. It's going to be a Tottenham throw. And, well, I think he tried to clear it against one of the advertising hoardings, and it just ricocheted out of play. As Glenn Howells, I tell you what, that's not a bad ball across.
Yeah, well, he's come 10 yards onto the pitch to to clear it over to the far side.
I'll tell you what, it feels like he wants to be out there, doesn't it? I think lots of managers, you really ride and die with the players.
Yeah, every ball.
And Glenn Howells is one of those types, as is a lot of the management teams here, to be fair.
Kicking every ball, literally.
Yeah, literally maybe as well as metaphorically. So trying to stand the throw up in the throw into the box. 1-2 headers clear. And again, still Winchester haven't got rid of it. Hoey with a high... Oh, Ngala with a high header that Hoey tried to bring down. Eventually, Winchester clear their lines. It just goes all the way back to Lewis Noyce, who's come quite a way out of the Tottenham goal. Short pass to Zuba. He's spotted a player in space on the left-hand side. Williams tries to win the header on. It comes off a Winchester head. So Hoey has it with a chance to throw the ball in. I think he's just going to leave it for Masterton.
If I'm honest, I'm surprised that Glenn Howes hasn't made more changes. Because I think...
He's still got the one change to make. As Hoey drives the ball in for Kasimu! How has that not gone in? Honestly, he only got the faintest of touches. And if he could only have put his foot through it a bit more, he would have had the hat-trick that perhaps his performance had deserved. And I don't think anyone in the stands quite understands how it's not 3-2.
Oh, I'm not the only one that has got my head in my hands. I've seen quite a few there. And, oh, that's the one that Hish will be seeing in his dreams tonight.
Maybe nightmares, especially if there is another twist in this game. And Kasimu's played well, but you know he's got to be frustrated with that one driven ball across from Hoey. And if it only had a slightly stronger touch, it would have been 3-2, as Winchester are going to make their final substitution. Coming on is their number 14, Daniel Bradshaw. Ollie Griggs is going to be the player replaced, maybe because he picked up that booking in the first half.
Yeah, I've just seen Hish just kicking a piece of turf there. He looks dejected, he looks disappointed, but he's scored two goals tonight, and yes, he could have had a third there, but there's still a little bit of time left in this one.
This game is certainly not done yet. About 5 minutes left, probably, before stoppages. Price will take the goal kick forward. Stood up and headed on and headed out of play by Winchester. Hits the assistant on the far side. Masterton, I think, wants to try and take the throw in quickly. Looking downfield, but Winchester get ahead on it. And they're trying to get it free, but Marston has the ball.
Oh, well
plays
played.
A nice pass across, picks out Olamiwa brilliantly. And now Olamiwa's got Kasimu, who perhaps feels now he has something to make up for. Kasimu cuts inside, maybe loses his footing a little bit there. And sliding challenge. Winchester win the ball, and now Winchester have a chance to counter. Here's Barron. Kasimu's still on the floor, but I don't think anything's ever going to come his way from the referee. And Zuba's come a long way out of defence there, and a slightly clumsy challenge, and it does feel like Zuba is going to pick up a booking as well.
Fully deserved. He's just that's frustration.
A little
right
bit
there.
Cynical.
Oh, it's frustration right there. Like it is cynical. He's got a smile on his face now, but he knew exactly what he was doing.
Just came a long way out and was just breaking up the attack there before it could get started. And I think he's probably going to get a talking to from the referee as well.
A little professional foul there, I think.
And he will go into the book. The third Tottenham player to be booked this evening, Adi Olamiwa and Jack Hoey are the others. Still one substitution to make for Glenn Howes and his backroom staff.
I don't think he's going to make it. I think they're going to leave it as it is, because it's not long enough now for a player to get into this game, I don't think.
Yeah, maybe he feels that the best chance they've got is with this 11 currently on the field, as the ball forward is optimistic and is just bounce and dribble behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, that wasn't going to be threatening anyone. Both Zuba and Adi Olamiwa just went underneath it.
Two big bodies to block out any potential Winchester player.
I think they knew it was too high and too ambitious.
And Noyce with a strong clearance forward. It's ricocheting around in the rear midfield, and it comes off the referee, who just couldn't get himself out of the way quickly enough. And there's a little bit of afters, but the referee is just saying, nope, chill out.
Did you hear that, did you?
I mean, I imagine. It's words to that effect.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The uncontested drop ball goes Tottenham's way, and Garlow plays it back to Zuba. He's come a long way forward again, and he's continuing that run down the right-hand side. Tried to be slipped in by Kasimu, but Zuba loses out, and now he's not in position defensively, and the ball goes forward. It's very, very wayward. Noyce collects that by the touchline on this near-hand side.
A late equaliser for Cirencester. They've drawn level at Melksham Town. It's 1-1.
So Hoey pinches the ball. Waterfield tries to play it forward to Williams, but he can't wrap his foot around it and keep it in play. Did well to win the ball, but then wayward with the delivery.
And Addy shouting at Williams to get into position because they want to maintain this point as an absolute minimum.
So a bit of head tennis now at the moment. Williams brings it down in the chest and the leg comes round from Bauman. It goes out of play for a throw. Addy Olamiwa takes the throw quickly. Jordan Ngalo rolls it back. Oh, his pass is wayward. Masterson will keep it in play, but that could have been an opportunity to spring an attack. Wasted. Ngalo now looking, just trying to make amends for that. He's got it to Kasimu. Slightly heavy first touch, and it's hit the referee again.
That's two in quick succession. And Ngalo's getting booked as well.
I think maybe getting booked for chastising the referee for getting in the way. And Ngalo kind of shrugs at the crowd. It's like, what do you want me to do? You know, it's something that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, but it's that loud trap that you've got to just keep quiet on.
And now there's another player that's gone into the book. And it's Stefan Zuber's got his second booking and he has been sent off. He just would not let it go with the referee. Zuber is incensed. The referee is having none of it. And now they're desperately trying to get Zuber off the field.
I saw it coming. He's a hothead. And there's absolutely no need for that. Because now Tottenham have lost him for a game, if not more.
And, Winchester, we've seen, they still might pose a threat in this game. And they've lost a commanding physical presence at centre-back. And Zuber is very unhappy with the referee's performance, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, definitely. And I can see Callum Bourne just taking his bib off there. It looks like he'll probably come on.
So I imagine they'll shift Olamiwa into centre-back. And Bourne will come in and cover that gap at right-back. So that all came just from the ball hitting the referee, and Ngalo got booked for dissent. And then Zuber, the same thing happened to him as well. And all of a sudden, Tottenham down to 10 men, with probably just into stoppages at the end of this game, as Jack Hoey will come off and he will be replaced by, as you mentioned, Callum Bourne.
Yeah, I think it needed to be made just at this later stage in the game. It's
reserve the
made.
Point.
Yeah, 100%.
And, you know, Bourne, but fresh set of legs, who knows? Maybe he can find a window. As the officials board goes up, and there are 4 minutes of stoppage time here, and it would not surprise me if there is one final sting in the tail of this game.
Yeah, there's this. It's still not over. Like 4 minutes, a lot can happen in 4 minutes. I'm going to start wandering down in order to see if I can get a few words from a player at the end of the game.
Thanks, as always, Doug Webber. Hopefully we will not hear the last from him today, so he can conjure up a player at the end of this game. And Ngalo has it in the midfield. He's got Taylor in front of him, and he's going to give the ball to young Taylor. Masterton goes back to Medway. And Medway will try and clear one for Taylor to run onto, but Winchester deal with it well. Masterton picks it back up, though. Rolls it across to Olamiwa. Olamiwa's found Williams. And Williams gets a little bit of a shove there, used his body well. It feels like they were going against Tottenham in the first half. And Williams finally wins one there.
A little push there and a little shove from Lewis Waterfield. Just unnecessary. I don't think there's any need for him to get involved now. They've got the free kick. They've got an opportunity to get the ball into the box and potentially create some sort of late chance.
So Zuber, who probably would have been the potential targets of this delivery, no longer on the pitch. Medway's still coming forward, though. They've got Williams in there. Kasimu's in there. Masterson picks out Bourne in space. The new right back whips across in. Header from Kasimu is just over the bar. Oh. And it was nearly the second opportunity at the hat trick, but he just couldn't quite keep the header down.
Down here in the tunnel, I was right behind it. And it's not far over at all. And you can feel the frustration in the ground, but they're making chances, and there's still a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, really smart set piece, actually, because Bourne was in plenty of space. Masterton found him, and he whipped the ball in, and Kasimu, craning his neck back slightly perhaps, just couldn't quite direct the header on target. And Kasimu now is going to put pressure on King. He can only clear the ball right to Olamiwa. Brings the ball down, appeals for a handball, not a chance. Williams tries to flick the header on, but instead Douglas will clear it. Feeney's the closest Winchester player to it, but Masterton will watch the ball out of play for a throw.
And Glenn Howes is apoplectic that they weren't closing down that short goal kick there. He's fuming down here, but he's still calling his players to get more and more out of them.
So the long ball forward that Taylor couldn't bring down. Winchester scoop it up high, and they've now got it advancing down the right-hand side of the pitch. Taylor's trying to slow down the attack, and the ball forward will come to nothing. That will roll to Lewis Noyes. He wants to take it quickly, so he rolls it back out to Olamiwa. Olamiwa's got Bourne. He's already whipped one dangerous ball in. This time he stands it up. No one's there. The header clear goes to N'Golo. Waterfield brings it down.
Lovely touch there from Lewis Waterfield.
N'Golo can't quite slip through Bourne, and it was closed down by Baumer. And now Winchester have a chance to counter again, back and forth in the closing stages of this game.
Honestly, that you can feel the tension down here in the stand. It's very late in the game, but still both teams wanting to get that last chance.
Long ball forward again from Winchester, goes straight through to Lewis Noyce. And Noyce rolls it out to Olamiwa. Will there be one final chance in this game? Olamiwa takes it past the first player, and he plays it short. Waterfield goes back to N'Golo. Masterton's in plenty of space on the left-hand side. If Tottenham can find him, which they do, they're a man down, but perhaps at the moment they look the most likely to get any potential breakthrough. If Taylor can keep this in, he's done brilliantly. Can Kasimu keep it alive? He's brought down in the area. Vociferous appeals from the crowd. Incensed that there was not a penalty given. And in the end, there's a foul given against Tottenham.
From here, it seemed like a foul, and the referee was quite a way away, but at this late stage, I can't see him making that decision.
I think he's going over to Kasimu, who's being stretched out, so maybe he's got a touch of cramp, the pressure being applied to that right leg.
Yeah, it does look like it's a case of cramp, but he's done a lot of running tonight.
Well, he scored both of Tottenham's goals, Kasimu. He could easily have had the third, either with a glanced effort that just didn't get enough on it, or with a header that spun over the bar, and perhaps a good penalty shout there turned down by today's referee, James Walsh.
It's getting quite lively down here now. They know that there's not long left.
Price plays the free kick out to Barron on the left-hand side. Williams is closing in. City 2.
Oh, well, spoils shared, but I think Tottenham will believe they could have won that game. They had the chances. Kasimu will be kicking himself, but a point, no points lost. Yes, you've got 2 points dropped, but they've still been able to take away a point, and the unbeaten run continues.
Yeah, still unbeaten in the league, and especially with Zuba sent off late on, the fact that they could hold on for that point will be good, and perhaps they look them. Certainly a bit frustrated. It never quite happened for them.
Harry Medway's just going to congratulate
them. Doing all the pleasantries.
Yeah, doing all the pleasantries. You've got to feel an element of frustration. I think they will feel they, on the balance...
They were the most likely to nick the win. Of half chances for Winchester, but... closest to the other side came was from Kasima, just somehow.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think on another day, it could have been 4. Again, it could have been 4 or 5 for Winch. You've got to take that point and if pleased with the performance or the result in the end.
Yeah, it's just the goals are kind of sloppy goals to concede. Perhaps the free kick needlessly given away in the first minute. It was a brilliant finish, but didn't need the tackle, didn't need to be made. And then Malambo was wide open for Winchester's equaliser in the second half, and that's something that obviously the Stags will have to address.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that they know that there are things to work on after a game like that. You there are always going to be things to work on after a game like that. Let's see if I can just grab a quick word with Harry Medway. Harry, a point in the end. Pleased?
Not really. I mean, we expect 3 points. Fucking every home game, we expect 3 points. We expect to win. I think we got sucked into the occasion, which sort of let us down. Good to get up. Yeah, good to get sort of 2-1 up. It's just we didn't see the game out. That was the only bad thing, really. But yeah, I guess it's not a lose. So it's not a lose. That's the positive.
And you say that you weren't able to see the game out. What more did you need to do in order to see that game out?
I think it's just game management. I think there's times there where, you know, we can clear our lines. Instead, we try to play out, or we try to do the next option. It's just game management, I think. And I think that's what good teams do well at all levels, is that they manage the game well. And, you know, they see games out, whether that's sort of away from home, at home. You know, they just seen games out, and that's who the winners are at probably the end of the
rated, but a point in the end, so still unbeaten. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Yeah, we do have to apologise there for a little bit of explicit
such
language.
Such is live sport.
That is, yeah, and of course, like we're talking to Harry Medway on the pitch after a game. There's going to be an element of frustration there, and
certainly,
and you can see that they're disappointed and. And that's just one of those things. But
this is a draw that I think might feel a bit, it will hurt like a loss perhaps, because they will feel that they should have won. It was a game that slipped through their fingers rather than a point that they really scrapped for.
Yeah, and I've got to give credit to the number of Winchester City fans that are here.
They've got a good support.
Yeah, they've got a good support, and they're still making noise here right up until after the full time whistle. I think you're correct. I think it will feel a bit like a loss, just because they were in a position to manage the game. And as Harry said, like with a little bit of better game management, they would have been able to see out that result. But as it is, it's a 2-2 all draw.
And that is the way that it will end here on Stags Radio. Thank you very much for listening. It's been some evening. In the end, no side either to take all 3 points. Tottenham will look to get back to winning ways this weekend. Slimbridge are the opponent. You can join us here. Game kicks off at 3 p.m. at the Snow Stadium. And whether you're here in the ground or whether you're listening away from home, Stags Radio will go live at 2:30 with a pre-match build-up from 2:45. Doug, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure as always. I'll see you at the weekend.
Yeah, we will. I'm looking forward to that one after this game. It will be hopefully an opportunity for Tottenham to get back to winning ways.
Absolutely. So for Doug Weather, I've been Benjamin Rees. Thank you very much for listening to Stags Radio. Have a very good evening. We'll see you at the weekend.